It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness. Well, how about that? We're back together. I'm just so happy because this time in our lives is always great when we can come and share knowledge with you.
Yeah.
And we learn. You know, you think this is a one-way street where you're learning. We're learning just as much. We get to meet interesting people who do wonderful things. And whenever you get discouraged with the human race, you meet new people who are doing great human things, and we have to have those people come in here and meet you. And we have Dr. Hoy here today, who's not only a dentist, but he's actually the vice president of an organization that helps underserved, for the best way to say it, communities get dental work. And what a sad story it is that dentistry has become so expensive that people in a certain socioeconomic arena can't even afford that. And you go in there and help these people.
That's true.
Well, that's the least we can do. But ultimately, what happened is not only the younger ones, also the older patients also have a little bit challenge because like everything else, everything has gone up, including so many things that we see in life.
Mm. Exactly. So what happens when you go in? These people must be deeply touched. Some of these kids and older people have never seen a dentist, I'm sure.
Well, they didn't have the ability or care that they deserve. And a lot of times you see some older patient and, you know, unfortunately, when they get older, the new generation wasn't in time to help them as much as they could. So a lot of time they come by themselves and go through a lot of things. And most of them doesn't have a lot of teeth. So we try to maximize and figure out what's the best revenue to help them without them having to put too much into the equation.
Yeah. So the other interesting thing about you, Dr. Hoy, is that when you got out of dental school, which is medical school focused on the mouth,
right?
And one of my pet peeves is MDs often look down upon dentists. And I always say to them, what's wrong with you? Do you read your own literature? I mean, we talked about it here on the air before, but you've read it, but most people don't know it. Hebrew University, one of the top universities of research on the planet, just 3 years ago, published a study on stage four cancers. And they hit it. They basically said they looked at the DNA of spiral key, which causes periodontal disease, which 90% of 50-year-olds have in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're 50 years old, 90% chance you have it. The DNA of that was in four types of stage four cancer. So how important is dentistry? Harvard University published a study in the New England Journal of Medicine saying it's directly related with cardiovascular disease, heart attacks, and strokes. So why do you move in the direction of natural dentistry after you left dental school?
Well, part of it also is a coincidence on many different revenue. But I think, you know, we as a dentist, we learn first day, well, actually, I just say something that I learned this morning. I was taught by a few people that you always need to stay humble. And it doesn't matter if you're MD or DMD or whatever area that you went to. In order to become between good to great, the fourth level of being greatness to the fifth level is staying humble and willing to learn. So that's basically what we have to do going forward. As far as learning how to handle the spiral key and all those little things that we see in life that cause not only cancer, but, you know, unfortunately, my mom passed away this year because of Alzheimer's disease.
Mm.
And Alzheimer's disease, the first ingredient that started is the beta plaque. And beta plaque is where it started the Alzheimer's situation. And no one behold, you know, the direct route from all these beta plaque is really from your mouth.
Yeah.
And that's the first place of entry. And you don't know it because you're swallowing that every day.
Yeah, yes.
You know, unfortunately, by the time we figure it out, that is really coming from your mouth, from the bacteria that's swimming around, those spirochetes and all those dangerous bacteria, you know, that's already transferred all over your body, your kidney, your heart, and every area that, you know, yeah, permeated to be.
You read a study not long ago, and explain that study.
Yeah, well, so Hebrew University found Fusobacterium, and because they live down much deeper down in the gums than what you get to when you floss and you brush. We need to chew. We need to chew our food. It needs to be fresh food, and we can use water pick, and we can kind of flush it. But we also need, we need to go to the dentist and have our teeth clean. I mean, that's for sure a really important thing that people, and especially during COVID, people neglected because nobody wanted to go to the dentist during COVID. So a lot of people have big problems now. But they found that Fusobacterium, when it comes to cancer, the tumor has sugar molecule, and Fusobacterium comes in. Yeah, what do you call it?
Metastasizes.
Yeah, no, it makes them sick anyway. It's another word, and then it actually provokes the tumor to metastasize. So it is. They found that Fusobacterium from our gums is the culprit of why cancer metastasize.
And that's a very recent study. No?
Yeah, well, that it was very clear that it comes. Yeah. And when you look at the gut bacteria that we have, the microbiome, the next one, as just as probably even more important, is the bacteria we have, microbiome we have in our mouth.
So, I mean, you being a progressive dentist, you know that, but if you come into dentist school, they don't really tell you about the microbone of the mouth, do they?
Not really. I just learned it because of my mom's situation.
Yeah.
I told you my mom passed away from Alzheimer's, so I had to research, find out what's the latest research, how to block the beta protein, how to get rid of the plaque. So I studied that for like a couple of years, and I trying to find a solution. But usually the research is many years behind.
Right.
And even though if they find a cure, it doesn't always come out right away. So you just have to take matter in your own hands and try to figure out, okay, what kind of natural things, like, you know, can help. You know, maybe you got to go for ketone. Maybe you got to go for, you know, medium chain triglyceride to help you to help the brain cell to recuperate. Mm-hmm. And all these little things that you have to research and find out. And if you don't, you're still in the smoke.
Yeah, you're in trouble. It's like a fog. As much as you're desperately trying to help, you in a fog, it's like confusing. They intentionally make it confusing.
Well,
for you.
Look at the dental health. Like when I was little, they filled all my teeth with
mercury amalgam.
Right. Yeah. And now, for example, my country, Sweden, they banned it for the last 40 years. So the kids today, they don't have any of that. But we were full of them.
Which is thyroid problems, brain problems, Alzheimer's, the whole thing. When we come back, we're going to talk about that because this is a very, very important area of endeavor that you better think about for you and your loved ones. We'll be right back.
Well your world and transform your life. Hippocrates Wellness has been healing people, reversing chronic disease, and boosting immunity and longevity for over 70 years. Located in West Palm Beach on 60 lush tropical acres, Hippocrates Wellness has a program for you. Call them at 561-471-8876. Reserve a consultation and tour today. Visit their website at HippocratesInst.org. Call 561-471-8876. Now back to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Dr. Hoy. And, you know, so my country of Sweden eliminated and banned mercury like 40 years ago. What's the new way? How do you treat it?
Well, you usually use most biocompatible material to resemble the teeth. But more importantly, a lot of times, is the removal of the heavy metal toxicity, which
right.
is mercury.
Hmm.
You know, we know that amalgam in the old days is made of mercury. And then the mercury, on interesting study, you know, for, you know, perhaps like a female, if they have a baby, they chew the amalgam, it's just going to the fetus within like less than a minute or so.
Wow.
Because the vaporized mercury actually comes out so quickly under heated condition.
Yeah, so what you're saying, just chewing creates the friction that vaporizes and goes into the brain, the spinal cord of the baby.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So those things has been tested and it's been, you know, researched, and then we find out, you know, nowadays the best way is to remove it, but you have to remove it in a way that is not damaging, and we, you know, kind of take it all in. So you have to use special apparatus like rubber dam, high-speed suction, you know, a whole, you know, protocol to take care of those things.
A holistic protocol.
In a holistic protocol.
Yeah, when I had mine removed 45 years ago, it was the Wild West. The dentist didn't protect himself. I wasn't protected. I'm lucky I didn't have mercury poison. And as we know, it's not only mercury, there's nickel in there too.
Absolutely.
So amalgam means gathering of metals.
Yeah.
And
heavy metal, you know, to be exact. And then that's why, you know, a lot of times when you have the heavy metal toxicity, you have to find different ways to remove it. And some of those takes longer time to remove.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why we kind of stuck with those things that we had to figure out what's the fastest and most easiest way to remove them.
Well, I want to tell the story. You know the story, but I want the listeners around the world to hear it. The only people that did dentistry back in the mid-19th century, 1800s, were the wealthy, because all they knew how to melt was gold, and nobody could afford gold. And some half-wit, greedy guy came in and said, well, we know mercury's dangerous. Matter of fact, when I was a boy, I went into a room and my grandmother saw a thermometer there. I didn't even know what a thermometer was. She would scream and say, don't go near that. Because so in the 1800s, 1700s, it was like the nuclear waste of that time. So here this guy shows up and says, well, we're going to have some bogus research. We'll pay Harvard or Stanford or McGill or whoever it was, I don't know, to do the research and say, mercury is dangerous for you, but when you put it in the teeth, it's okay.
Yeah.
Now, this is a true story I'm telling you here, this unbelievable story. So they couldn't get dentists to do it.
No.
But what they did is they made sure they paid enough research scientists off. By the second generation, more dentists did it. By the third, they more did it, et cetera. And it was only because they wanted to widen the economic base of who could get dentistry at that point. Now, can you imagine it's how evil that is?
Well, unfortunately, society have different ways of, you know, we have the good cop and the bad cop. And unfortunately, sometimes we fall into a certain kind of trap and somebody has to step up of the circle to try to figure out what's the way to improve our system. And I'm, you know, really happy to be here that, you know, Brian here, you know, taking that extra effort to help us, to educate us, many different things that we see.
Yeah, well, it's important that you are too. And so when you go into, it's amazing, you're going into an underserved community and doing high-class dental work that people with wealth would ask for, but those people don't even know that what they're getting. So you're putting biocompatible material in their mouth. You're not poisoning them with mercury. And they won't have long-term concerns, brain damage, intellect goes down, IQs go down, nervous systems are, as a matter of fact, about 15% of what I've seen over the 53 years I've done this are people who had MS misdiagnosed. It was mercury poisoning. Even a great doctor can't tell the difference. Looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, those things does not come out after couple of years or maybe even decades, and then the result usually come out a little bit after, and the research come out even later than that.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, we don't have the right tools, but with the internet and the information today, we got to learn a little bit more, and then we got to handle it as a team or as a group to educate others on what to do.
Yeah. One of the sad things that I tell you, over my life, I've been very close and friendly with progressive dentist. And one, because he, even though he protected people, died of brain cancer. And the other is crippled completely with Parkinson's disease. These were great dentists, incredible human beings. And interesting enough, they were both engineers before they went back to dental school. And I say to that whole generation that were pioneers in this, sacrifice their own life sometimes for this. And so tell me what you do and the nurses that help you and the assistants that help you do to protect yourself now.
Well, we do our best having set a certain kind of protocol to set up ourselves so we can plan, you know, most of our, you know, operation or our system a little bit better. So we have a certain protocol, and we try to even go to a different level. We try to use AI to help us to, you know, plan our strategies to make sure how everything is already planned ahead of schedule. So when you have an opportunity to plan things ahead of schedule, it's kind of like you go into college. Yeah. You plan for college. You don't just show up and just go to your first class. You know, you plan for those.
Without the books.
Yeah. Once you plan things, things about a lot easier. And that's what we do. And as far as what we could do, we can see, you know, different things that we can all help each other to grow, in the sense that, you know, we teach other different strategy to see, okay, we can handle this, and maybe we can come up with more of a win-win situation to do this. So, you know, with a community of consciousness, we can move forward much easier.
Well, it's great. When we come back, we're going to speak to people about practical things they can do to keep oral health. Now, I'm a big fan of water picks. We'll see your opinion on that. I have ongoing debates with dental friends of mine. And Anna Marie and I were part of a major study with the largest herbal company in the world that created a product that kills spirochete in the mouth. And so when we come back, get ready, get your papers and pens. We're going to give you some great information.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Dr. Hoy, and we're talking about oral health. And, you know, there's so many ways that you're taught that there should be fluoride in the toothpaste and it should have this and that. Tell us about that.
Well, we try not to, be proactive of what we do. We try to give more holistic approach to give the proper, you know, ways to handle certain things. So we use something called like an On Guard toothpaste to our patient, which cover maybe with clove, you know, oil and orange peels and peppermint rinses. And we'll also use something called Stellar Life.
And these all kill the microbes in the mouth.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but without killing
fluoride.
You.
We don't need fluoride.
Yeah, without having fluoride inside.
Yes.
And those are healthier, you know, way to approach it and also, you know, give patient a better taste in the mouth.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, fluoride's directly linked to catastrophic, like thyroid disorders, and it goes on, heart, cardiovascular.
Yeah, terrible stuff.
Terrible. I mean, and, you know, the whole concept, well, let me give you another story that's true. Bad enough, the mercury story. But they didn't know what to do, the aluminum industry, with piles of white fluoride that were part of the process of making aluminum behind the factories. It was costing them money to dispose of it. And some half-wit again, different generation, different time, basically said, you know, fluoride is really important for bones and teeth.
What?
Now, little did anyone know that the kind of fluoride they were talking about had nothing to do with bones and teeth, other than the fact it would contaminate them and make them weak and sick and diseased. There are fluorides, natural, very small, minuscule amounts in food that, in fact, do help teeth, etc. And to transport, listen to this, from the early days on till now, to transport the fluoride, they actually have to take stainless steel tanks, and inside they put sacrificial rubber. Because if they didn't put the sacrificial rubber in, by the time the fluoride got to the factory, it would eat holes through stainless steel. This is what they're putting in your toothpaste.
Yeah.
This is what some dentists are washing your mouth with. And if you look at every tube, I challenge you to look at tubes of commercial toothpaste. They say on them, do not swallow. Now, how does a government, how does an industry, and how does dentistry justify doing that? How do you not swallow? I used to actually swallow half the tube before I went on a date. I'm surprised I didn't die of fluoride poisoning at that point. So,
well, it's in our water systems, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's nuts. So yeah. Talk a little bit about this.
Well, I usually like to focus on what's the positive.
Good.
The positive thing is we know what is capable, what is the right thing to approach it. Mm-hmm. So like I mentioned earlier, you know, we understand, you know, the aluminum actually is more toxic than anything else when it goes to your
aluminum. Yeah.
I mean, it just really messes up your neurons, period. Okay.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, most people don't even know that.
No.
Most
so you're cooking in aluminum pans.
You're cooking in aluminum pans. They, you know, I see still a lot of restaurants, they even wrap all the food with aluminum.
Yes.
The heat.
Yep.
You know, and then the heat is going to heat up the aluminum, and then the food is already all filled with aluminum, and then you swallowed it.
Wait till you hear this one. 92% of water filters have aluminum in it that do something called flocculation. So they take out bad things, but they take your white and red blood cells out too.
Yeah, they move it all together.
And unfortunately, if you don't have the consciousness to follow this kind of trend, then you kind of miss the boat altogether. And you figure out, and you don't even have a chance to figure out what happened.
You don't even know.
Because by that time, you're already poisoned, pretty much.
And look at your poor mother. I bet she ate off aluminum pans, that whole generation.
No, she had no clue. By the time I want to let her know, she's already in, you know, like 6 years into Alzheimer's. So it's a little bit too late. I can get the information to the 24-hour nanny, but that's a little too late.
Yes, forget it.
You can't change this. So proactive people have to find proactive approach. So we have to, you know, maybe work with a few, you know, specialists or periodontists or stuff like that to figure out how we can make it a holistic approach, you know, to maybe create some supplement that can help us to combat those situations.
Well, it's been such a pleasure to have you in the studio with us today. How do people get a hold of you?
My office is called Premier Dental Care.
Premier Dental Care.
Yeah, it's Premiere Dental, TENTAL, and Care, CARE.com. And then they can also probably directly email me at hoiharrell@gmail.com.
So Hoi
H-U-I.
H-U-I is Henry Umbrella, Illinois, and Harold, H-A-R-O-L-D, @gmail.com.
Now, you're here in South Florida, so not only do all of the people in South Florida have the ability to see you, but all of the snowbirds we have come down here from all over the world. So they give a call, and they at least see a dentist who has their interest at hand.
And then my office, I have four offices, and one of the offices in West Palm Beach, which Lauren have the luxury to have Lawrence in my office. And my office number is 561-820-8898.
Say that again.
561-820-8898. And then we also have a spa next door. So we also have doctors that, you know, do functional integrated medicine and all kinds of things that we would love to share our knowledge with you and see how we can do to help you.
That's wonderful. Great. It's been a pleasure. For all of you that listen to us, think about your mouth in a different way. It is very, very, very important. One of the things Dr. Hoi shared when we were off the air, that he and a colleague are trying to make a probiotic that's going to help your mouth stay healthy throughout your entire life. Till next week, enjoy yourself so much that we can feel it through the airwaves. Be well.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.